Tantor Audio presents The Duke and His Duchess, a Grace Burroughs production. By Grace Burroughs, narrated by Roger Hampton, produced by Grace Burroughs. This story is dedicated to couples who've hit rough patches, which is to say, all couples eventually. Chapter 1.
You're young, and have all your teeth.
George, His Grace, the Duke of Morland, made this state of affairs sound as if Percival had committed a double-hanging felony.
If you swive this wife to death, you can always get another.
Lord Percival Wyndham's brothers reacted to the Duke's observation predictably. Tony shot Percy a look of commiseration, while Peter, more properly the Marquis of Pembroke, pushed back from the card table.
I find myself ready to retire, Peter announced.
He rose and bowed to the Duke.
Your Grace, pleasant dreams.
Peter's younger brothers merited a nod, one conveying a touch of sympathy. In this regard, at least, the heir to a dukedom could delegate dealing with an irascible old peer to the spares.
You two are sorry company for an old man. Fetch me a footman that I might be spared the tedium to be endured when you won't allow me so much as a finger of decent libation.
Tony and Percy each got a hand under one of His Grace's elbows and boosted the Duke to his feet. Tony pushed the chair away, and then, only then, His Grace shook off his son's hold.
Think of me as you're getting drunk yet again?
He glowered at each son in turn.
And I meant what I said, Percival. Your lady wife has dropped 4 bull calves in little more than 5 years of marriage. In my day.